We are concerned with the oppression that black people and all other peoples in the world who are suffering the same common oppression that we are suffering today. The thing is that we have the ability to define it. Still, if we have the ability to define it, the only next thing to do is get organized. Get organized.
The 1971 documentary film, The Murder of Fred Hampton, contends that the 21-year-old was assassinated by government agencies. In 1969, attorney Jeff Haas worked at the People's Law Office in Chicago. He filed a civil rights suit against the police on behalf of Hampton's and his girlfriend Deborah Johnson's families. His recent book, The Assassination of Fred Hampton, is about the 18-month trial and the discovery of secret FBI documents.
We had learned that there was this FBI program called COINTELPRO. It talked about discrediting the Panthers, preventing their coalition, and preventing the rise of a messiah who could unify and electrify the black nationalist movement. This was a program that was directed by J. Edgar Hoover, and every office in the country where there was a Panther chapter was ordered to create hard-hitting programs aimed at crippling the Black Panther Party.
COINTELPRO agents would plant the seeds of suspicion and hate among activists. Laurel Whitehorn, a former member of the Weather Underground, who was released from jail in 1999, said that in Chicago, Fred Hampton's leadership had largely defeated this tactic.
Repression doesn't stop. Every time you hear, oh, they shouldn't be militant because they bring down repression on the left, you know it's bull, because you know that the state has repression going on. And if nothing's happening, that means the repression is working. But we have to know that we can build the kind of culture of resistance that can effectively counteract repression.
And Fred Hampton's success in building a left-wing coalition may have been why he was killed. The booming U.S. prison population, says Whitehorn, reflects this constant fear by the government.
It's a form of genocide. They lock up the entire youth of oppressed communities and prevent rebellion.
In 2007, the government arrested 8 former Black Panthers for the 1971 killing of a San Francisco cop, citing confessions obtained under torture. Francisco Torres, a Vietnam War veteran, was one of them.
3 of my co-defendants were tortured in New Orleans. Young men who were 18, 19, and 20 years old. Cattle prods put on them, waterboarded, plastic was placed over their heads. We talk about overseas. Here in America, if that's not oppression, what is?
A few days ago, the case against Torres was dropped for lack of evidence. But since 2005, the government has been targeting former Black Panthers as terrorists under the Patriot Act. One of them is Malik Rahim, who announced his resignation from Common Ground Relief in New Orleans, an organization he founded to help the Katrina hurricane victims when no one else would.
Yes, it's true. I started health clinics that now I can't even go into. I have to leave in order for this organization to continue. COINTELPRO is alive and well because we allow it to exist.
Rachel Maripol, a staff attorney with the Center for Constitutional Rights, said that special political prisons in the U.S. now hold Muslims, Black Panthers, and environmental and animal rights activists. For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.